So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hagoyne Vesakasm, if a person stole a Klei Sharas from the Beis HaMikdash, or Vamakal Bekaisim, a person cursed Hashem's name with the name of an Avodah Zarah, or Vahaboy Laramas, a person cohabited with a non-Jewish woman. In all these cases, Kanon Pagan Boy, as Rashi explains, B'nei Odom Kisherin HaMiskan Kenosin Shalmokim Pagan Boy. There's a local Mishmasina that a pious person who wants to carry out Hashem's vengeance may kill the perpetrator. However, only B'shoah Sheroyin Esamaisa, Aval Acher Mikain, a Misasa Misru Lebezin. The halacha of Pagan Boy applies only while the perpetrator is committing the actual Avera. But after he completed the Avera, they may not kill him. Regarding Hagoyin Vesakasva, the Gemara says that his death through Kanoin is alluded to in the Pasuk V'lo Yavoyu L'Rois Kevala Es HaKadosh V'Mesum. The word Kevala, to consume, can be applied to a thief who consumes the Klei Sharas that he stole and therefore he deserves to die. The Gemara elaborates on Haboy L'Ram as Kanoin Pagan Boy. Loi Pogu Boy Kanoin Ma'u. The Kanoi did not kill him. The Boil is punished as follows. Im Tamachachem Hu L'Yi Loi Er B'Chacham V'Oin B'Tamidim. If the Boil was a Tamachachem, he will not have children who will be successful in their Torah studies. Im Kayin Hu L'Yi Loi Ben Magish Minchal Hashem Tzavokas. If the Boil was a Kayin, he will not have sons who will perform the Avodah. B'chi Bar Avuya says, Kol HaBoal Akutis Ki'ilu Mischat M'Avodas Kechavim. A person who cohabits with a non-Jewish woman is considered like he married an Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk states, Ubal bas el necher. Pri bas yesh le el necher, and Avodah Zarah cannot have daughters, therefore you must say Zahaba alakutis. Kesar Avdimi Omer Beizdina shel Chashmenoi Gazu, Haba alakutis chayav ala mishum nashga, nida, shivcha, goya, eshesish. Avdimi says the Bezin of the Chashmenoi initiated that one who cohabits with the kutis is liable for four averas. As Rashi explains, even though these Yisurim did not apply to a kutis, however, the Bezna initiated so because a boil kutis is similar to these Yisurim, and also delifrish mina mishum kalhani. This should prevent a person from committing this aver. Nashga, mishum nida. He's liable for the Yisur nida because a kutis is similar to a nida, and that mius v'chil l'kadusha sashemu. This act is repulsive like nida and defiles Hashem's name. Mishum shivcha, he's liable for the Isra of shivcha because a kutis is similar to a maid, because Knesset Yisrael Gevira Nikras. The Jewish nation is known as the master of all other nations. Mishum goya, he's liable for the Isra like to schatten, not to marry a non-Jewish woman because to cohabit with a kutis is considered as if he married her. Eshes ish, he's liable for the Isra Eshes ish, even though kedushin less lehu, miyu le'eshes ish damya. The condition of a non-Jew is not effective. However, a kutis is similar to an eshes ish, in that she lives only with her husband. Ravin disagrees and says, Habal kutis chayv olam mishum nashgas. He's only liable for the three surim of nida shivchu goya. And if he was a kohen, he's also liable for the isra of zayna. However, mishum ishes les lehu, he's not liable for the isra eshes ish, because as Rashi explains, shestam kutis mufkeres ve'enim yuchedis labala. Kutis does not remain faithful to her husband. The Gemara elaborates on the halacha mishmisin of Kanoin Pagan Boy. Haboli molech ein marin loy. The Kanoin must act on his own, but if he asks Bezin, they do not instruct him to do so. Impirish dimri baharagri pinchas nergalov. If after the perpetrator finished doing his aveira, the Kanoin was to kill him, the Kanoin would be liable for the perpetrator's death because shulinemer halacha do il b'shas ma'isa. The Kanoin must act while the perpetrator is doing the aveira, but not afterward. Nepach zimri baharagri lepinchas ein nergalov. If the perpetrator overcame the kanoi and killed them, the perpetrator is not liable for the kanoi's death because shahari raidifu. He's permitted to kill his attacker, the kanoi, to save his own life. The Gemara elaborates on the incident of Zimri ben Salu, who was Boil Aramis, the Kazvi Vassur, and Pinchas, the kanoi, killed them both and thus saved all the Yidden from perishing in the Magefa. The Pasuk states, V'yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, V'yokum etecha eda, V'yikach remech biyadai. The Gemara asks, Ma Ra, what did Pinchas see that brought him to perform this daring act? Rav says, Ra Maisav Niska Halacha. When Pinchas saw Zimri committing his Avera, he recalled the Halacha L'Mishmasina of Haboy L'Ram as Kanoin Pagan Boy. And when he told this to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had forgotten the Halacha, Moshe told him, Karayna Di'igarta Iu Lahava Parvanka. Since you were the one to recall the Halacha, you're the one to be the messenger to carry out this daring act. Shmuel says, Ra Ein Chachma Vein Tfun Vein Eitze Neged Hashem. Pinchas recalled this pasuk, which teaches, "Kamokim sheshchil Hashem ein chalkin kavod l'rav." In a situation in which Hashem's name is desecrated, a student may act without his rebbe's permission. Therefore, as Rashi explains, "Hayre Pinchas halacha b'fnei rabbi, v'lehimten litl rishus mimayshesh le'yiru horayim yilmadu lahatres hakutis." Pinchas acted without first asking for Moshe's permission because he was concerned that bystanders will assume that one is permitted to be Boel Aramis, and this will cause a Chil Hashem. Yitzchak Omer B'Eliezer says, Rosh Shabo Malach V'Hishchiz Ba'am. Pinchas saw that the Malach HaMavis began to kill the Yidden, and he acted quickly in order to save the Yidden from the Magif. The pasuk continues, V'yokim Etecha Eida V'yikach Reimach B'yadai. Mikan She'enech Nasa M'klei Zayin L'Beis HaMedrash. Pinchas left the Beis HaMedrash to get his spear, and this teaches that one may not bring a weapon to a Beis HaMedrash. Yechanan says, Shisha Nisim Nasal Leil Pinchas. There were six miracles that occurred while Pinchas killed Zimri and Kazbi. Echad, Shohilo Le Zimri Lifresh Vele Pirish. Zimri did not stop doing the Avera because, had he done so, Pinchas would not be allowed to kill him. The Echad Shohilo Le Daber Vele Daber. Zimri did not call out to his brethren for help. The Echad Shekivin Be Zachrusi Shal Isha Be Nakvusi Shal Isha. Pinchas stabbed them both in the exact area of the Avera, as Rashi explains this was necessary, because V'yadu shenitin reshus lekanoi lefkoye boy, v'lo yomru sin ha'isa b'libar lov. When the Yidden saw the two together, they now knew that Pinchas was permitted to carry out his act, and he did not act out of personal hatred for Zimri. V'echad shlei nishmentu min ha'remach. After he stabbed them, they did not slip off his spear. V'echad shebo malach v'gbias ha'mashkif. A malach came and raised the doorway so that Pinchas would not need to bend down while carrying them on his spear. Had Pinchas bent down, the two would have slipped off the spear. A malach came and began to kill the other members of Shevet Shimon to distract their attention from Pinchas. After Pinchas killed Zimri, his chilu shvatim mevazen oisei. The other shvatim began to insult him. Re'isim ben puti zeh shepitim avi imay agolim l'avoy dezara v'harg nasi shevet miyisrael. Did you see the audacious act of Pinchas, a descendant of the idol worshiper Yisroi, who fattened cows for Avodah Zarah, and now he has the audacity to kill the great Nasi of Shevet Shimon? Therefore, b'hakasav yichsei Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. The pasuk mentioned Pinchas as a descendant of the great Aharon HaKohen. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Haktim Lo Yishalem. And Hashem told Moshe to inquire in Pinchas' welfare, as the pasuk states, L'chein emor hinni noisen lo yisbris yishalem. The Gemara concludes, V'ru'uya kaparazu, shatei mechaperes v'leches la'olim. The great act of Pinchas brought about everlasting atonement for Klal Yisrael.